Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1 through chapter 3, verse 22. Then we turned and set out into the wilderness, the way of the Sea of Reeds, as Yahweh spoke to me, and we went round Mount Seir many days. And Yahweh spoke to me, saying, You have gone around this mountain long enough, turn northward, and command the people, saying, You are about to pass over into the border of your brothers, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir, and they are afraid of you, so be on your guard. Do not strive with them, for I do not give you any of their land. No, not so much as one footstep, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. What food you buy from them with silver you shall eat, and also what water you buy from them with silver you shall drink. For Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He has known your wandering through the great wilderness. These 40 years, Yahweh your Elohim has been with you. You have not lacked any matter. And when we pass beyond our brothers, the descendants of Esau who dwell in Seir, away from the way of the desert plain, away from Eloth and Etzion Geber, we turned and passed over by way of the wilderness of Moab. And Yahweh said to me, Do not distress Moab, nor stir yourself up against them in battle. For I do not give you any of their land as a possession, because I have given Ar to the descendants of Lot as a possession. The Emites had dwelt there formerly, a people as great and numerous and tall as the Anakim. They were also reckoned as Rephaites, like the Anakim, but the Moabites called them Emites. And the Horites formerly dwelt in Seir, but the descendants of Esau dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them, and dwelt in their place as Yisrael did to the land of their possession, which Yahweh gave them. Now rise up and pass over the Wadi Zered. So we passed over the Wadi Zered. And the time we took to come from Kadesh Barnea until we passed over the Wadi Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of battle was consumed from the midst of the camp, as Yahweh had sworn to them. And also the hand of Yahweh was against them to destroy them from the midst of the camp until they were consumed. And it came to be, when all the men of battle had finally perished from among the people, that Yahweh spoke to me, saying, This day you are to pass over at Ar, the boundary of Moab. And when you come near the children of Ammon, do not distress them, nor stir yourself up against them, for I do not give you any of the land of the children of Ammon as a possession, because I have given it to the descendants of Lot as a possession. That was also reckoned as a land of Rephaites. Rephaites formerly dwelt there, but the Ammonites call them Zamzumim, a people as great and numerous and tall as the Anakim. But Yahweh destroyed them from before them, and they dispossessed them and dwelt in their place as he had done for the descendants of Esau, who dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them. They dispossessed them and dwelt in their place even to this day. And the Awim, who dwelt in villages as far as Azah, and Kaphtorim, who came from Kaphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their place. Arise, set out, and pass over the Wadi Arnon. See, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, sovereign of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and stir up yourself against him in battle. This day I begin to put the dread and fear of you upon the peoples under all the heavens, who, when they hear the report of you, shall tremble and shake because of you. Then I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, sovereign of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, Let me pass over through your land on the highway. I shall go on the highway and turn neither to the right nor to the left. What food you sell me for silver, I shall eat, and what water you give me for silver, I shall drink. Only let me pass over on foot, as the descendants of Esau who dwell in Seir, and the Moabites who dwell in Ar, did for me, until I pass over the Yarden to the land Yahweh our Elohim is giving us. But Sihon, sovereign of Heshbon, would not let us pass over, For Yahweh your Elohim hardened his spirit and strengthened his heart to give him into your hand, as it is this day. And Yahweh said to me, See, I have begun to give Sihon and his land over to you. Begin to possess in order to possess his land. And Sihon and all his people came out against us to fight at Yahatz. And Yahweh our Elohim gave him over to us, so we struck him and his sons and all his people. And we took all his cities at that time, and we put the men, women, and little ones of every city under the ban. We left none remaining. Only the livestock we took as plunder for ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we captured, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Wadi Arnon, and the city that is by the Wadi as far as Gilad, there was not one city too high for us. Yahweh our Elohim gave all to us. Only you did not go near the land of the children of Ammon, anywhere along the Wadi Yabbok, or to the cities of the mountains, or anywhere as Yahweh our Elohim commanded us. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan, and Og, sovereign of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahweh said to me, Do not fear him, for I have given him and all his people and his land into your hand. And you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, sovereign of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. So Yahweh our Elohim also gave into our hands Og, sovereign of Bashan, with all his people, and we struck him until he had no survivors remaining. And we captured all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them, 60 cities, all the district of Argob, the reign of Og and Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many unwalled towns. And we put them under the ban, as we did to Sihon, sovereign of Heshbon, putting the men, the women, and the children of every city under the ban. But all the livestock and the spoil of the cities we took as booty for ourselves. And at that time we took the land from the hand of the two sovereigns of the Amorites that was beyond the Yarden, from the Wadi Arnon to Mount Hermon. Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites call it Senir. All the cities of the plain, all Gilad and all Bashan, as far as Salka and Edrei, cities of the cities of the reign of Og and Bashan. For only Og, sovereign of Bashan, was left of the remnant of the Rephaites. See, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. It is not in Rabbah of the children of Ammon. 9 cubits is its length and 4 cubits its width, according to the cubit of a man. And this land which we possessed at that time from Aroer, which is called by the Wadi Arnon, and half the mountains of Gilad and its cities, I gave to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the rest of Gilad. And all Bashan, the reign of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the district of Argob, with all Bashan called the land of the Rephaites. Yair, son of Manasseh, had taken all the district of Argob as far as the border of the Gershurites and the Maakathites, and called them after his own name, the Bashan of Hawath, Yair, to this day. And to Machir I gave Gilad, and to the Reubenites and the Gadites I gave from Gilad as far as the Wadi Arnon, the middle of the Wadi as the border, as far as the Wadi Yabbok, the border of the children of Ammon. And the desert plain with the Yarden as the border from Kinnereth as far as the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, below the slopes of Pisgah on the east. And I commanded you at that time, saying, Yahweh your Elohim has given you this land to possess. All your sons of might pass over armed before your brothers, the children of Yisrael. But let your wives and your little ones and your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, stay in your cities which I have given you, until Yahweh has given rest to your brothers as to you. And they also possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving them beyond the Yarden. Then you shall return, each man to his possession which I have given you. And I commanded Yehoshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim has done to these two sovereigns. Yahweh does the same to all the reigns which you are passing over. Do not fear them, for Yahweh your Elohim himself fights for you.